You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Global Refugee Forum has brought together world leaders, members of the private sector and refugees themselves to discuss potential solutions to the current refugee crisis. The need for a solution comes as the number of displaced people in 2018 surpassed 70 million, with 37,000 people forced to flee their homes because of conflict or persecution each day. Iraqi refugee Ayah Mohammed Abdullah believes that can change if the global community invests in and embraces refugees. Sharing her story, Ms. Mohammed Abdullah says it's important the world remembers refugees are people too.
Like each of these refugees, I have a name and a home. My name is Ayah Abdullah and I'm from Baghdad, Iraq. Today, I call on you, leaders in your countries, to speak the truth. Refugees are people who are by their nature peaceful. Believe in us, invest in us, and you will see. We will be all stronger for it.
The need for greater investment in refugees in order to help solve the current crisis was embraced by many private sector organizations at the forum. Over 30 organisations, ranging from law firms to enterprises and private foundations, pledged over $360 million to help refugees rebuild their lives. IKEA retail operations manager Tolga Onku says the company will be creating jobs for refugees.
By 2022, we will increase and scale up the job training and language skill program to 300 stores in 30 different countries. We are hoping that we can host and train at least 2,500 refugees in the markets where we are, giving them an opportunity to apply for jobs within IKEA or outside of IKEA.
The Vodafone Foundation says it wants to ensure young refugees have access to education. Vodafone Group External Affairs Director Joachim Reiter says the investment will help over 500,000 young refugees be educated.
This is why we're committing here today to expand our connected education program, the so-called Instant Network Schools, in partnership with UNHCR. Our pledge is to bring quality digital education opportunities to over 500,000 refugees, helping to connect them to the education that they deserve.
It is the kind of investment South Sudanese Refugee and Global Youth Advisory Council co-chair Fonny Joyce Vuni has been campaigning for. She says supporting young refugees is part of the solution to the global refugee crisis.
Young people have the power to change the world. When refugees are empowered, they not only change the countries where they're seeking asylum, but also their countries of origin. It's very important to engage with young people so that they can become active people that perpetrate peace in their countries of origin.
Meanwhile, Australia is being criticised for not sending a federal minister to attend the conference. Refugee Council of Australia CEO Paul Power is in Geneva at the conference and released a statement expressing his disappointment in the government's lack of commitment to the issue.
Last year, Australia joined 180 other UN member states in voting to adopt the Global Compact on Refugees. It is now showing minimal interest in supporting its implementations.
Over 65 Australian community groups have, however, committed to expanding and improving refugee sponsorship programs. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.